Good day, brother and sister, spiritual patriots. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot and the Lama Show with Brother Rosaji, Master Lama Rosaji, your favorite Lama, and your favorite patriot over here, Jimmy Schwinn. This is going to be my last episode temporarily here from coming from the Dominican Republic to you. Also, it is a very special day. I'm kind of in the dog house, so I would ask you all to help me get out of the doghouse. It is my 27th wedding anniversary that the Patriot remembered last week but forgot this week. And, you know, after this show, I'll be spending the rest of the day here with my beautiful wife and her family, celebrating our last half a day here and headed back to Austin, Texas, the headquarters of the Patriot over there. And we'll be broadcasting there next week. So, had a beautiful time here. My wife called it a slavecation, but we got a lot accomplished and a lot of progress was done. Today, we got a special episode and we're going to talk about, is freedom free? You know, there's a lot of people that take freedom for granted, and we see a lot of our freedom being suppressed in every walk of life now. So the Dominican flies are coming at me again. So you might see the Patriot in battle, unfortunately, against them one more time. But I'm getting better, folks. I'm getting better at taking them out. But today, you know, it's important, you know, to talk about freedom and what the forefathers did, because they didn't take, they were definitely spiritual patriots, like we talked about before, but they didn't take the freedom for granted. And as we look around at what's going on in this world of chaos, I don't think any of us can take it for granted. But let's go to our favorite Lama, see how he's doing, and get some, you know, the first take on what he's thinking and what the Lamasery thinks about where we're currently at with our freedom situation, but where we're currently going, or where we're going to be going. So right over to you, Brother Lama.
Well, it's great to be with you, Patriot Jimmy, and this is a very powerful subject matter. We have seen this being around for 3,000 years, the Lamasery. We've seen a lot of freedom established. We've seen a lot of abuse. Lamasery was really, really happy when 13 incredible patriots got together on that one day and signed the Declaration of Independence, where this country became the shining light to the world. The Lamas say, in our soul, we are free, and that everything of human existence around us should embrace that concept. We're always free in our soul, and we should be free women and men on the planet, and all of man's made rules and laws should always uphold that first, because first we're a spiritual entity before we're anything here. We're having this physical experience. And a lot of times people that are in power, people that are making the laws, people are making the rules, don't look at the divine the same way that we do, Jimmy. So that has a lot to do with it. Fortunately, we are in the second age of ascension. We are in the Dark Power Yuga. We have been since the 17th century. And when you look back since the 17th century, you will know, just like light will always win out over darkness, freedom will eventually rule. So I'm happy to be with you today, brother.
And I would ask you all to share, like, comment. I always say love, don't like. That's just the way I am. Just like I say, when you're going to the creator, you know, you thank, don't ask. And, you know, we had somebody that put some comments about, oh, Brother Jimmy was talking about thanks, don't ask. And I just started being thankful and grateful for everything. And all of a sudden I started getting more and more and more and more and more. Wow. Yeah. Thankful and gratefulness is very important. You know, we were talking about, you know, these founding fathers, and they were spiritual patriots, right? And they at that time were being, America was being oppressed by Great Britain, and, you know, they wanted freedom, and it came over taxation too, right? There was some taxes going on, brutality going on, a lot of, you know, one-sided justice going on. I think that everybody watching this right now and that'll watch this recording in the future understands when I say one-sided justice, because it looks like here in the United States, when you are a certain on a certain side of the equation, there is no penalty for whatever you do. I mean, you could literally go kill somebody and you're almost on the street within a couple of days. It's crazy. And then you go gets killed somewhere else because of the same person. These kind of cases are happening over and over again. But as we see, you know, freedom being suppressed, our First Amendment rights, our Second Amendment rights, they tried to attack them. And then you see a lot of the social media side of the equation. You know, we're broadcasting here on Facebook and YouTube, and then we syndicate, you know, on Rumble and BitChute and other places. But, you know, I was watching a program yesterday, and they were talking about Facebook stock numbers, okay, and how they're dropping like a hot rock. Well, okay, when you want to be, you know, the fact check police of the world, and your fact checkers are left wing, people, instead of being neutral people that can really go look, is this, you know, first of all, when you're involved in being a social media platform, I understand about if people are going to threaten to kill somebody or harm somebody or harm something, that you would want to, bring that information, you know, to someone's attention, and you would want to, you know, intervene there to make sure no one gets harmed. But when people have opinions, they shouldn't be involved in any of that. Now, luckily, we've got other platforms coming up, other platforms that have been up, lots of different video platforms that are going up. But, you know, at the end of the day, the people that own the stock in these companies, a lot of these people that own the stock in these companies, they don't care about this fact-checking crap. They look at the bottom line, and if they're not making money and their revenue's dropping like a rock and they're losing money, I think you're going to see that the stockholders of the company are going to start wanting changes. We also see, I guess, Brother Lama, that Elon Musk has finished the deal instead of going to court or in the process of finishing the deal and taking over Twitter, if I'm not mistaken. Anybody, if I am mistaken, put it in the comments. I think I am correct on hearing that deal now is going to be finalized. So it's going to be very interesting to see if that's going to be a worldwide community forum where we truly do have freedom and the right to say what we want to say as far as our opinion goes about any subject matter, but not making terroristic threats or threatening to kill somebody or anything like that. I'm totally against that. What's your take on, you know, because we've got a lot of people, we see how they suppress My Patriots Network and the Llama. You know, they don't want this information to go out. So again, share. We see that, you know, we've got some engagement higher than the distribution. And we seen last week when one of those quote posts got out about The Rock, you know, about The Rock being in the wrong hands and comparing it to Cain and Abel and Daniel and Goliath, that thing went viral. I mean, almost has 700,000 or 800,000 distributions, almost like 600,000, engagements. But I look and you see that they're still, you know, involved in this. Oh, well, I don't want this to get out because I don't agree with it. Or, you know, I don't like the Llama talking about stepping into your power and teaching people how to spiritually connect to the creator and how to develop themselves into almost superhuman powers. I mean, you know, we talk about some of the testimonials that we've got going on and some of the things that we've been talking about, even like you had cautioned me, Jimmy, be very careful, you know, what you say, because, you know, you're gaining more and more of that stepping into your power, because what you're doing with your development of your spirituality, your connection to the creator. And then I've now been 20 months into doing Tai Chi Gong, which I see things materialize in days now. And I give all the honor and glory to Abba always and forever. But, you know, we are in a battle for freedom, and freedom is not free. Freedom is about blood and sweat and, you know, tears and heartache and all of that. But we have a right to freedom. God has given us a right to freedom. If anyone was going to repress freedom, then it would be the Creator. I believe the only person that has the right, the only entity that has the right to oppress freedom would be the Creator. But what does the Creator do? Gives us free will. What the governments do, they try to suppress our freedom through all of these nonsense. You know, we have an event in 2001 over in New York City. We all know what that event was. Next thing you know, we got a Patriot Law. And we got people spying on us and all kinds of nonsense going on. And, you know, people that are power hungry, grabbing more and more and more power. Brother Lama, you know, you and the Lamasery, you know, the Lamasery, which is 3,300 plus years, it's been around. It's seen, you know, empires, you know, rise and fall. I always believe that God rises and falls, whoever he wants. He utilizes empires to do whatever he wants them to do. But, you know, we're in a very, we're talking about this 11-11, you know, 11-11-2022, which is next month, which is not, oh, by the way, it's 1-1-1, Abba's will, Abba's way, always and forever. But 11-11 is about a little bit over a month now. And we're going to have, we're going to start at 11-11 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to run to 2-2-2 in the afternoon, Central Time. And we got a really power-packed, you know, 3 hours and whatever minutes for you all to, and all you have to be is a free member of Circle of Life and you get access to this. We got guests coming on. We're going to have a really, really great time. Music, Master David Paul, Brother David Paul, is going to be playing some beautiful music. We got some great things happening. We're going to do prayer and meditation for this world, not only for the country of the United States of America, we're talking about for the whole world, because we love everybody in every country of the world, okay? And so going back to it, you know, the Lamasery has seen this happen in the past, you know, and you've talked about, you know, this 21 days of almost 4D, you know, we got the 3D, we got the 4D, we got the 5D, we got seven different frequencies in each dimension, and who knows how many dimensions. I know the Lamasery has their view, you know, it could be 12 dimensions, who knows, I don't know, it could be 100 dimensions, I have no idea. But at the end of the day, I know these three are very real, and the things that are in the 5D try to get to the 3D, but they got to pass through the 4D. And now this 4D could actually be, it's like I look at the 4D as almost like a force field, right? And some things get through it, but, you know, most things are happening there, not allowing it to come into the 3D. And now you've been talking about that 4D for that 21 days, you know, maybe being moved out of the way, which could be great for people who are ascending, great for people who are transforming, but like a hellish nightmare for people that are getting ready for judgment or people that are really spiritually ungrounded. Can you talk a little bit more about that 21 days? Because I think our freedom is all around that right now. I'm talking about, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the forefathers, but, you know, the freedom, because I see people protesting all around the world. I was watching a video of a gentleman, Matt something, and he was going through a list of countries that are in protest right now that happened over like the last 10 days or something. It's incredible. And, you know, this happens every few hundred years where the people have had enough of incompetent governments, incompetent religious leaders, and things have changed. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I get, and again, we, you know, we, this whole episode is about freedom and it's not free, but this has happened multiple times every few hundred years. And it is based on freedom, right? Wow. It is about living free. And you know, if we just left it up to the people, the good people on this planet, and not all these greedy politicians and all these greedy other people that love money and power, I think this world would be a heck of a lot better place. But talk a little bit about that, what's coming up in November, you know, what you talked about the 33 years after that, and then how freedom plays a role in all of this.
Well, sure, Jimmy. First of all, 11-11 it's going to be one of the most powerful events, especially that we have seen. And let's say the last 40 to 50 years, there was an event in 1987, August of 87, called the Harmonic Conversion. And I did a latest on the Lamasery on that and described that experience and what it did. This experience is going to dwarf that experience, because most of your portals, when they're issued from 3D to 4 and 5D. So they're done, they're built, as we would say, from the ground up. Let's refer to it this way. This one is referred to in the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus says, on earth as it is in heaven. So this portal is opening up for 5D. One of our followers and students recently say it's kind of like Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven. And for some people, it very much is going to be like that. There's people, as you know, Jimmy, been working on raising their vibration. They're moving more toward light and energy all the time. For those people, right, they're going to have a ball for 21 days. After 21 days, depending on how many people apply themselves, that portal will not totally close. It's going to close probably about 80%, but it's going to stay open. And as it does, that same process is going to hit the next 33 years. Now, that number 33 is in honor of Christ Jesus's 33 years on the planet. And we're going to see a lot more transformation, a lot more ascension. Some people are going to see some pretty astute judgment. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. You say, well, how do I get around this? I would say, kind of like what John the Baptist was saying in the River Jordan right before Jesus started his ministry. And that was, if ever there was a time to repent and to get right with God, I would think this is the time to do that. And there is a lot of people out there, some good prophets, some false prophets, speaking to people along these lines. And there's a common denominator of what's getting ready to happen. And it's going to be profound. It's not going to be, we've been around 3,000 years, and every couple hundred years, it seems like that God decides to do a little kick in the pants. And this is going to be nothing short of a great kick in the pants. And I think people need to pay attention. I think in India, they would refer to this as, if there was ever a time to do your spiritual purification, they refer to as siddhanas. This would be a good time to do that, right? So we're excited. The Lamasery is excited because we are in the second age of ascension. And we see this as turbo, putting on the turbo of this age of ascension. So Lamasery is real exciting. They think a lot of people, Jimmy, are going to wake up, hundreds of thousands that we will probably see in the next couple of decades. And if people are—
A hundred of thousands or hundreds of millions? What do you think?
Well, they very well could be, but the hundreds of thousands will help wake up the hundreds of million. That's the way it's always going. See, in Revelation, they speak to 144,000. A lot of pastors have misunderstanding about the 144,000. They'll make reference to, oh, that's the amount of number of people that's going to be saved. That's actually what is referred to in Scripture as the Spirit of Truth. That is Abba's original family that he put in place for this very moment in time. That concept started about 175,000 years ago when he placed what the Judean Christian scriptures refers to as Adam and Eve on planet Earth. That began what Lauren Daigle, the Christian artist, calls the rescue mission. That began Abba's rescue mission. So it's really exciting. And everywhere I can look, from all the storms coming in, from children being saved, Roe and Wade reversed in the courts. I mean, I don't know if people are paying attention, Jimmy, but there is enormous amount of signs that are coming. I think we're going to see all of this expedited in starting 11/11. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the broadcast. We're going to have some great guests. There's going to be some really neat things happening. I think the people need to sign up. You made reference to Elon Musk, and one of the reasons people want to go and sign up for the latest of the Llama series, as you know, I spoke to this very issue over 4 months ago about Elon Musk, about the satellites he was putting in space, and also about the Twitter situation. And people can go back, and if they really want to hold the Llama accountable, it'd be a good time to go do it. Back to you, bro.
Well, yeah, but you know, you, Joseph Land, and myself have been talking about things for a while. You and I have been talking about them for now over 20 months. And so anybody can go back and look at our stuff. We're not one of these, you know, folks out there talking. What we say, you know, and it's not what we say, it's what the Spirit says through us has been coming to pass. And, you know, you can look at like someone like Dr. Patricia Green, who's one of the most gifted prophetic voices out there, along with Hank Coomerman. And you and I have been picking up for the Holy Spirit way before they even pick it up. And, you know, it's very interesting what's been happening. Again, I'm all about freedom. And, you know, someone just said freedom is illusion. I would agree with you. It currently is an illusion. Most of us have been living an illusion of freedom. There's no doubt about it. Because if I was truly free, I wouldn't want to be paying income tax. I wouldn't want to be paying any taxes to the federal government, right? If I was truly free, I don't think there's income tax in the Constitution anywhere. And when you look in the Constitution, which most people have not read, or the Bill of Rights, you see that the government is only supposed to be involved in about 5 different things. Let me see, you can see my hand. 5 different things. Not 500 million different things. Not enriching themselves and profiting off of all the deals they're making all over the, you know, the world. And you know, I mean, there's some good, you know, I don't like politics because politics is division. Just like a lot of the religious elite create a lot of division between the people because they just want to keep the people in division so they can conquer their freedoms and not let them have, you know, the freedom that we were all meant to have. But do you believe, Brother Llama, do you believe that the kind of freedom that God intended us all to have, will we see that within these 33 years? Oh, you know, because absolutely. I know the shaking is coming absolutely. More and more, right? The shaking.
Absolutely, we will see it. That's a big part of what this is about. That's why we're speaking to this program. And I'll disagree with the comment that came in that we're not free. If you don't first recognize that you're free in your soul, you'll never be free on earth. If you don't understand the next thing to come is a mindset of freedom, you'll never lose freedom. If you're naive enough to understand that people today are not already living more free than you ever thought before, are vibrating of freedom, do you literally think that everybody on the planet is under control just because there's been certain rules and certain man-made laws, all right? Man, you got a lot of growing up to do if you really believe that concept. But yes, you will see this spread across the earth, and the 144,000 that Abba has instituted and is in the process of giving them their walking papers is going to spread that message. And a lot of those people have already come over to the circle of light, as you know, Jimmy. And all they have to do is go over and read the testimonies. You don't think some people are not free? Go read the testimonies on the Circle of Life, and you'll find out really fast what real freedom really is. If you think it's just because Congress passed this or Congress passed that, or some political party is going to make a decision for you that you're not going to be free. If you're limited to that kind of vision, then you've got a lot of spiritual growing up to do if you really think that's the case. The freedom that I'm talking about is going to sweep across this planet. But understand, there's hundreds of thousands of people right now on the planet that are vibrating the level of freedom that the Lama is speaking about. If you don't know it exists, it's just because you haven't been working on yourself long enough or done enough mirror meditation to understand what true freedom really is. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine. He's worth about $60 million, right? And we were talking about, you know, he never pays attention to any of this stuff. Nothing about, I seen one gentleman put something about a plasma tsunami coming, the energy on there. He once told me, he said, Jim, I never listened to any of that because that's always consistently going on. He said, in every generation, the world's always ending. The world's always coming to an end. Even though it's ascending, it's always ending. So the people turn into the fear porn with it ending when it's really truly ascending. Okay. So one of the things I will say also is that these dimensions are layered on top of each other. So if you don't think your vibration has something to do with what you're going to experience, I got news for you. You're wrong. So, I was looking. So here I am in the DR. This big, what was it? Hurricane. It wasn't Ian.
Fiona.
So Hurricane Fiona swelled up. She's coming for the Dominican Republic. Looks like she's going to hit right where I'm at, like going to land right there. And I knew ABBA wasn't going to let that happen with me being over here. I knew it wasn't going to happen. And what happened? That thing turned to the right. Then another one, not even a week later, is coming for the Lama. Looking like the path is straight to smash him heavy, and then not only to smash him, but to come on up and smash Brother Joseph Land. And what happens? It goes to the right, not only on the Lama, but on Brother Joseph. We talked about this yesterday, remember? On the Patreon or on the Mastermind webinar. And by the way, join mastermindwebinarsforfree.com there, and make sure you're part of the Circle of Life free community, because this 3 hour some live event is going to be magnificent. You want to be part of that. We're going to light this world up with that event, with the prayer and meditation and all of that. So, it went to the right. 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 What does that mean? Well, what I felt in my spirit, okay, is God is getting ready to lay righteousness on this planet like nobody's ever seen before. And none of these politicians or these military leaders or these industrial barons or any of these clowns are going to be able to stop it. Okay? He's given ample time for them to repent of their evil ways. Remember, you can do something in dark corners or with no one else you think seeing you, but you're being seen. The Creator knows everything. And remember, we only see, like 0.005 of 1% of what actually can be seen. Now, the Lama can see a lot more than us because he's been doing this stuff for 54 years. He can also travel in the fourth dimension. Okay? And he's done stuff. If you listen to the latest of the Lama series, where a Lama went down for something I can't even mention, which I should be able to talk about freely with freedom. You will see what the Lamasery and this Lama right here are doing for humanity, okay, and for the children, all right? This world is getting ready to get shaken to its core, and a lot of you watching this right now are going to be terrified, but you don't need to be terrified. You need to continue to build a relationship with the Creator, and if you're not, then you need to, and if you say you have no time, you're lying. Wake up earlier. You know what? Tomorrow I'll be getting up at about 3:30 in the morning, and I don't have to be at the airport until about 6 o'clock. Why am I waking up at 3:30 in the morning when I'm going to take my Dominican shower, and I'll explain that to you in a minute, what that is, tonight. And then I'm going to just throw my clothes on and be ready to walk out the door. Why don't I get up at, you know, 5:45 or, you know, 5:30? Because I got to put the 90 minutes to 2 hours in that I do every day for ABBA. I don't care that I'm getting on a plane and leaving. I don't care that I have to be at the airport. I'm getting up earlier. You need to have that type of dedication with your relationship. And if you want to taste true freedom, and true freedom is coming, okay? But it's going to take all of us to stand up and pray and declare and decree and dispatch. I was talking to Brother Lama here before we got on, and I know he does the same thing. You know, every morning I'm dispatching the warring angels to take out everybody who wants to start World War III and to take out everybody who wants to put a new world order in so they can suck the blood out of the people. And then I declare and decree it in the name of the Son of God. And I thank God for it. Imagine more and more and more people doing that every single day. They can't stop it, folks. But more of us have to do it, and more of us have to step into our power. We have to be an example of Christ. Yes, you know, stepping into your power is being Christ-like. There is no ifs, ands, buts about it. But being Christ-like has been suppressed. Watch episode 21 of the Patriot and the Lama Show, The Lost Journey of Jesus. If you know what Jesus did all those years that they didn't tell you about, they only told you about the last three, okay? And then they brutally murdered him, right? Mutilated him and murdered him. But they only tell you about the last three, and they suppress everything. I mean, even the books of Enoch are being suppressed. The Lama's read 33 of them. I've read a couple of them. I can't wait till all of them come out. And somebody had said, why didn't the Lamasery release all of the documents? Well, the Lamasery gave the Master Lama Rasadji, who's their global spokesperson, he gave them permission to release what we did on episode 21 of The Lost Journey of Jesus. And more stuff is coming out. We have people that get involved with what we're doing. They actually go back and watch these episodes. It's amazing. And they send us comments and testimonials about how this has helped transform their lives. This information is being brought out, and is being brought out at their pace, not your pace. You think most people can absorb all that information simultaneously? For goodness sakes, most people can't retain 10% of what they hear on this planet. You know, my wife made a comment, my beautiful wife, and hit me up over on my profile page on Facebook, put a nice, beautiful comment there under for my wife there, give her some love. And if you're in the 45-day challenge or part of the Circle of Life, put a good comment or a bad comment. If you have bad experience, put the truth in the comments. Sow some good seed there to help people, okay? But you got to understand something. My wife said this to me the other day. It made a lot of sense. She can't believe how dumbed down the American population has become. And it's not just the American population. It's the entire world. We have a lot of education that's going to need to be going on for those 33 years. The plasma tsunami or whatever, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about a real tsunami. I'm not worried about a hurricane. I'm not worried about volcanoes. I'm not worried about any of that. Because you when you know the truth about death, and that the soul never dies, and that you're an eternal being, and that you've been here before, and if you keep on vibrating in a vibration of reincarnation, you'll be in that loop forever. Okay. Once you step up out of that loop, then you can start really working on helping humanity, like the Lama's doing, like the Patriot's doing, and like a lot of other brothers and sisters are out there doing it. Okay. You know, I don't want glory or honor. Don't PM me on Facebook and give me any praise. I don't want it. Give the praise to the Father and the Creator of all things. Okay. The Lama ain't looking to put his picture on a side of a car because he's doing something for charity. What he's looking for you to do is build your relationship with the Creator and love the Creator. Okay? This isn't about self-glorification, folks. We got enough idolization going on around this planet. musicians, Hollywood stars, politicians, oh, kings and queens, all this nonsense, all this garbage, all this waste of space is going to fall apart. Mark our words. We're telling you this. You will see it happen. The timelines will accelerate, but it's always in the Creator's time. But it is accelerating now. And watch how it accelerates as 11-11 comes and goes through the 21 days. And if enough people are doing like what the Lama said, that can be kept open. And that's going to be good for the people that are ascending. That's going to be good for people that are transforming to a better place. It's not going to be good for negative people that are woe is me and victim mentality, or evil people that are stabbing people in the back or sitting there like a troll, making all kinds of negative comments. Ain't going to be good for them, right? So get into a little bit more about, you know, the founding fathers, Brother Rasaji, because I know the Lamasery knows a lot about them and, you know, what they were going through at that time. Because, I mean, these people could be instantly killed. Right. I mean, they were, there wasn't about, hey, going to, you know, a trial. They were talking about taking them out back and shooting them right in the face. Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you just take George Washington himself, which was our first president in America, I mean, there was a hit made out on him from the get go, from the beginning of the Revolutionary War to the very end. The first elements of spies were already documented that were working, and of course he had his own spies working too to infiltrate the British Army. But there was a target on his back. There were over 100 contracts to take out George Washington at the time. I remember one of the most powerful moments was they were coming to the end of the signing the Declaration of Independence. And they were deciding what we were going to do. Were we going to have these three branches of government, or were we going to duplicate what had happened in England? Were we going to have a monarch here? Were we going to have a president here? Were we going to have a prime minister here? What were we going to do? And they asked Washington his opinion. And then in the process of being an opinion, he said to them, he said, well, I'm not called to do that. He says, I'm a soldier. And, you know, I'm not a politician. And they said, well, that we didn't want a politician to be our first president. We wanted you. And he said, he initially said, I didn't want it. But he said, this is what he said. And I think this is one of the most powerful things that was ever said. And this is kind of how our system began, which is a beautiful thing. And that was, he said, the only way that I would do it is if every one of you decided that you wanted me to do it. So there wasn't dissension with any of them. It was unanimous, literally unanimous, that Washington was going to be the first president. And it was powerful. And when you think about what happened during the Revolutionary War, how many times that they almost lost that process, but these people were so spiritually and patriotically driven to the end means. And what was the end means? I mean, think about it for a second. What was the end means? And the end means was for a government to exist where the voice of the people had a say about how it was ran, and the voice of the people would have more freedom to honor their souls, to honor their own religious and spiritual beliefs than had exist beforehand. Because you can just go back in history, you don't have to go back too far and say, where is it? Is it a perfect system? No, it's far from being a perfect system. We're not naive, but at the same time, it's evolving. And I find it very interesting, Jimmy, that it was actually the rise of the shift of the age of what is referred to in Sanskrit as the Yuga that preempted America being discovered and coming up with the system. Think about it. It was in the 17th century. And it's real powerful to think about. Well, you know, I'm so excited about what's getting ready to happen, because I think every time you see this level of restlessness that the Lamasery has seen so many gaps. See, people think all this tension, this restlessness and this tension, they automatically want to think it's bad. And what it really does, it makes people take a deeper look at themselves, what they are, what they're made out of. And then when they move forward, whatever kind of revolution that you call this, definitely without a doubt, according to the Lamasery, it is first a spiritual revolution. And that spiritual revolution will spill over into patriots. That's why we always talk, Jimmy, that it's not enough anymore just to be a patriot. You got to be a spiritual patriot. Spirituality has to be rooted in everything we did. See, there was a time in history where I would go to the synagogue on Saturday, and then pretty much the rest of the week, I would do whatever. There was a time when I'd go to church on Sunday, and I'd listen to the pastor and the priest's message. If it was Catholic, maybe it was the homily. And then I would go back and do what I'm doing. And two major things have changed from that age to this age, Jimmy. This is what people need to get down. This is an age where spirituality has to be ignited every day in your life and brought into everything you do, and not separate, especially patriotism. The other thing that's changed, and if you don't believe me with this, this is what we hear in the testimonies 80% of the time. And that is, used to be that people thought they needed a mediator between them and the divine. And that's not the case. And what proves that it's not the case, and what proves how wholesome of an organization that we've put together, is that these people are talking about the direct connection that they now today have to the divine. No mediator, no one in between them and the divine. And how now, without a doubt, they know they need this direct connect, and they need it every day. These two things have changed now the whole culture of the world. And if you want to talk about who's going to sit at the right side, who's going to sit at the left, it's going to be these two key issues that the Lama just shared with you is going to be at the forefront. These two issues. Are you willing to put spirituality into everything you do? That means your family. That means your work. That means your investments. That means your exercise. And are you willing to have a direct connection with the divine on a daily basis? If you are, then you are ready to move into this age. If you're resistant to those two things, you've actually already put judgment on yourself. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because we know that Mercury retrograde just came back direct on October 3rd. And even though we started feeling it, and you feel it on a spiritual level, you know, 6-7 weeks prior to it coming, I think it was at the end of July when you and I started feeling it, you before me within, you know, a week of you feeling it, I was feeling it. And so was a lot of our members that have been in COL for, you know, a year or more were feeling it too. But then it accelerated even more with the technical side of the equation, with computers and things. Look at all the stuff that happened to us, like the last 10 days of Mercury being retrograde in the month of September, in the beginning of October, but mostly towards the end of the last week in September. It was crazy the amount of stuff that was breaking on, you know, for me and for you and for other people, and the communication technology side of the equation. So it's amazing how people, you know, when I used to tell my mother, God rest her soul, say, I believe in Mercury retrograde, I would never sign contracts because everything has a certain energy effect on it, just like the full moon. If you speak to anybody that works in the ER at a hospital, or anybody that's running jail, they will tell you a full moon brings it in. Okay. Business is plentiful. When you have a Mercury retrograde, it's like having a super full moon every single freaking day. And the more ungrounded you are spiritually, the more effect it is going to have to your life and around, you know, other people around your life. And now we're getting ready to see where this Mercury retrograde, with what's getting ready to open up and get what's getting ready to accelerate, will feel like a Sunday picnic. Okay. So if I was you, and this is just a suggestion, I would run over to Rasaji.com real quick and get me a free membership in the Circle of Life community. Start watching the Dalai Lamas and start pulling down that Circle of Life book and read that baby a few times. Start implementing the breathing and then work into the exercises. Start opening up all your energy portals in your body. You can call them chakras. You can call them whatever you want. But they're the mechanisms that help your body, spirit, and soul work smoothly together and giving you a more solid connection with the divine creator. I would think that everybody, if you don't think that right now, I'll put it to you this way. We'll see how you're feeling at the end of the year and going into the year of the water rabbit and the llama talks about that. And the latest from the llamas here, I think you did something on the year of the water rabbit. And we're coming out of the year of the tiger, water tiger, and things are getting ready to accelerate like you don't even understand. And if you're going down the wrong path, that path is going to accelerate. If you're going down the right path, that path is going to accelerate. So you have a choice. Which path are you going to go down? And again, freedom's coming to this world, whether the social media giants like it or not, whether the corrupt, disgusting governments like it or not, whether the, let's call it, industrial families that have been around forever, you know, basically printing money out of nothing, buying up assets like it or not, it's coming for them. And there's nothing they can do to stop it except maybe drop to their knees and ask for forgiveness and start making redemption right now, start making, you know, what they need to do is start giving the people back all the money they stole from them, right? And start doing what's right. Because creating money out of nothing and buying everything isn't talented. There's no talent in that. That's just pure theft. And, you know, one of the things that you will see, you're going to see the whole financial system shift. You're going to see everything shift. You're going to see the governments being taken over by the creator's people. You're going to see so many things happening, but if you're not solid on a solid foundation of your spiritual connection and development, you will be shaken to the core like you've never been shaken in your entire life. Mark my words, you'll see it happen to you. So I would be getting in that free Rasaji.com Circle of Life community, and I start be utilizing all these freaking tools that I could to make sure that I was built, making sure my foundation, spiritual connection and foundation, is built on bedrock, not sand or quicksand. Over to you, Brother Rasaji. What do you think? You know, I mean, because again, oh, there goes that Dominican fly. Again, you know, I love people very much, but I'm very blunt. And I've seen some poverty. You know, we were talking in the mastermind webinars yesterday, you know, about poverty mindset, right? Because you got a lot of people that say, oh, I can't afford this, and I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do. I mean, all they're doing is cursing themselves. You know, as I went in as a business consultant to certain companies and taking them from a couple tens of thousands a month to millions a month, you know, I go in there and the owners of the companies are sitting there just cursing their business. You know, not cursing like saying F or any curse words, but just putting out their business, all these problems, and reinforcing the problems with their voices and saying negative things about their business. And I'm like, how can you guys expect to be successful if your business to be successful when all you do is you curse it and condemn it every single day with your words? And as soon as I got their mindset straight, and this was a guy that was worth 20, 30, 40 million bucks, the last deal that he walked out of, and I think he got lucky, he made $19 million. And I said it point blank to him, like I'm saying it point blank to everybody right now. Your stinking thinking and your negative words about your business is going to kill it unless you change it right away. And the person that's going to be at fault for killing the business is you, because you're the leader. You're the general. You're the CEO of the company. And if people hear you speaking, I'm brand new. I just came in a week. I moved here from Florida. And I'm coming, you know, coming in here listening to this negativity. I said, I'll go. Because when I start seeing that stuff, when I start seeing the ego and the negativity and the theft and the greed, I know the time is short. Because these things don't spell success. They spell disaster. And just so you can see in Washington, D.C., I look at it as looks like a big giant toilet bowl. God's just going to come along and he's going to take that handle and flush it. And then all these turds are going to be gone, okay, because they've been given plenty of time to repent. And we're going to build something brand new. But in order to build something brand new, the old must crumble and fall. So there's this, what's called a transition period. Are you ready for it? You can thrive during this transition period, or you can just barely survive. The choice is yours. And we are bringing you the tools to help you thrive, not just survive. Your thoughts on that, Brother Rasaji, and additional comments here?
Sure. Well, it's so true. And that is, you know, you don't pursue the spiritual log that your conscious mind has basically a spiritual lobotomy. It just completely changes. You start to look at things. Everything's connected, and you start to see it. You know, if people are honest with themselves, they can remember the day they thought a certain way, they spoke a certain way, and lo and behold, these things started showing up in their life. And the recognition of that is what the Lama series calls the cosmic turning point. That big aha moment. Oh my goodness. And they begin to realize. And then all of a sudden, the next thought is all those many years that they did not take responsibility for an unbridled mind. But now there's no excuse. I mean, we have mala beads, we have prayer bracelets in our store. I'm excited because, you know, in the next couple of months, we're going to be shipping internationally to people. It's an exciting time, but you've got to understand that first it begins with the decision that you're willing to change and transform yourself. And then you're willing to do something that 80 to 90% of the world wants nothing to do with. And that is to be accountable. And foremost, be accountable to the divine, because that's really your one and only true boss. Yes, you might be an employee today, and you might call someone boss. But when it really, really comes down to it, there's only one true boss. And you really only answer to that person. And until the degree that you answer to that person, God will always lead you in the right way. You know, I remember, if you remember, Jimmy, the first episode of The Matrix, where Morpheus is trying to make contact with Keanu Reeves, right? And he's speaking to him on the cell phone, and the agents are trying to find him and corner him in the office. And as long as he's following what Morpheus is telling him, he's going down the right hallway, down the right ledge. And I look to that, that's very similar how the Holy Spirit works, you know? If you've got ears to listen, and if you have eyes to see, making that direct connection with the divine, you're always going to be in the right place at the right time doing and saying the right thing for the good of all, which includes yourself and your family. And that's the way that it's always been. It's always been that in my life, whether I was training in Manhattan, whether I was training in Tibet or India or the Philippines or Mexico, it didn't matter where I was. There's been many a time that I was on the threshold of death and on the threshold of danger. But without a doubt, there was a nudge here, a nudge there, a whisper word in my ear, something I felt in my heart, intuition came in, and lo and behold, another pathway opened up, and that's what it is. You know, people say, well, Rasaji, how long has your family been in Florida? And I say, well, we came to Florida. I was 10 years old. It was 1966. And they go, how many hurricanes have you experienced in Florida? And I said, well, in 1 year alone, we went beyond the American alphabet, which is 26 letters. And we had actually started on the Greek alphabet. And that was in one hurricane season only, just one hurricane season, right? That was actually just a few years ago. And says, aren't you scared to be down there in a hurricane? And I said, no. I said, I'm probably like a patriot that probably lives in Israel, that country, people have been trying to take out that country. I can't begin to tell you for how many years we have watched that country stand up for themselves for millenniums. The Lamasery has watched Israel and Judea stand up for themselves when sometimes every country around them wanted to take them out. Can you imagine growing up in a kibbutz in Jerusalem and wondering if there's going to be a missile flying overhead tonight that's going to take you and your family? You talk about faith. You talk about real, real faith. And I guess once you really know that you're connected to God, you really know that you're connected to God. And when that happens, that changes everything. And the first thing that you learn is in your soul, you are free. In your soul, you are free. And God will protect you and your family as long as you honor his ways and his laws. I'm going to tell you, sometimes his way and his law is going to make you go against man's way and man's law. And sometimes that's going to put you in a very nervous situation. But who do you honor to, right? Remember, render to Caesar what is Caesar. But most importantly, render to God what is God. And the most important thing that you render to God is this moment, every day that you spend time with him, it has to be unconditionally, and no one's there. No electronics are there. No other person is there. You have to have that quiet moment with him so that he can speak to your heart and your soul and your mind. And then that day, you will know exactly what you're supposed to do. Back to you, Patriot Jimmy.
Yeah, and another thing is you build that relationship, your discernment gets better and better and better, and you'll know what's true and what's not, right? You'll know what's right and what's wrong.
Amen.
And you'll live in the now. I see so many people not living a life that they should be living because they live in the past. They live in a victim status because of past events. Let that shit go. Okay? You will never have a great future if you continuously live in the past. We all been through things. Okay. I can sit here and you know, let you, I can cry on your shoulder about all the things that happened to me when I was growing up. Okay. And you've heard my story before. You know what happened with my father. You know what happened with his father. You know, all of that stuff. It's a pretty horrifying situation for my dad. And it wasn't no Sunday picnic for me growing up either. But you know what? My dad, when he died at 54 years young, he was my best friend. Okay. And I didn't hold his childish behavior and his immaturity against him being the firstborn in the family and finding out that he was sexually and physically abused. And, you know, by my grandfather, I never knew that until I was 17 and a half years old. And me and him were getting ready to come to blows because I had about enough of him, you know, using me because I did something wrong as a punching bag. Okay. But I could have dwelled on that. I could have let that stop me from stepping into my power and moving forward with my life, but I didn't. Okay. And I hear a lot of similar stories of people that are so holding on to their past that they're ruining their future. So let it go for yourself. Let it go. And if you're vibrating that way, what's getting ready to happen is going to be something that's going to be traumatic for you. So I would be working on controlling your mind and not letting your mind control you. The Brother Lama says all the time, master your mind. Don't let your mind master you. You know, you don't think the Lama works on his mindset still? You don't think the Patriot works on his mindset still? You'll be working on it every single day for the rest of your time here. Okay. But I knew that hurricane wasn't coming for me because I knew the Father wouldn't let it. Now, we got some storms. We had some electric go down and stuff. And I thought I was actually in a storm cloud, you know, the way that it was thundering and cracking and lightning. But you know what? It moved to the right. It moved to the right for the Lama. It moved to the right for Brother Joseph Land, the Sage of the South. Why? Because we're here to do God's will. And when you're here to do God's will and you're following the path that he laid out for you, he will protect you. I had a prophetic voice, this Jeff guy. He said to me, we talked and we were talking about something, doing something maybe with our team. And, you know, he said, Jimmy, you know what your gifting is? It's faith. Well, you know what? If I'm going to have a gift out of all gifts, I would much rather it be faith than anything else. Because remember what Christ said. If your faith is the size of a mustard seed, you would be able to tell that mountain to move from here over yonder, over here. And it would have to listen to you, right? Remember, we are the daughters and the sons of the Most High God, the only God, the creator of all things. And it is our time to shine. Not to sit afraid under a desk or a table or a chair, worried about, you know, the plasma apocalypse, which means revealing, right? Or tsunami or whatever you want to call it, or a real tsunami, or Yellowstone popping off its cap, or a comet hitting the planet. None of that stuff matters, okay? And when you truly understand what death really is, you lose the fear of it. And the Lama knows it because he's experienced death and he experienced heaven because he's like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of near death situations where they've been dead and they've traveled. And the stories are a lot of similarity. I'm going to tell you a lot of similarity in those stories if you've watched and listened to those stories. And those people come back not fearing death at all. Actually, they didn't want to come back. I'm sure the Lama didn't want to come back either. You know, being a young boy, getting sliced open like a freaking, you know, a beef, a cow on a table getting slaughtered. I'm sure he wasn't real happy about coming back either, but he got a taste of what happens after death. And only that was the first time, he got it many times. So don't worry about that. Don't focus on the things, the shaking that's going to happen in order to wake more people up from their slumber. Focus on your connection with the Creator. Focus on your spiritual development. Focus on building multiple streams of income so you can help your family financially and you can help other people in need. When you do good for people, keep it to yourself and God. Don't be passing it all over the place. Don't put your picture on the side of a car because you're helping homeless people. That God doesn't want that. Do it for Him. Do it for Him. You don't hear me talking about what I'm doing because I'm not going to tell you, because it's none of your business and it's God's business. Okay? I don't need glorification of humanity. I need the pat on the back from the Creator. Okay, Jim, you're going, you know, you're staying on that path more often. You know what I mean? You might, you know, veer to the right a little bit, veer to the left, but you're always focusing on getting back on that path that I've laid out for you to accomplish that destiny that I brought you back in this lifetime for. That has to be your mission. And when you focus on the kingdom and Him, God, when you focus on the Creator, you aren't going to have to worry about anything else because He's going to take care of it. Okay? I promise you that. You have to believe as truth and have faith. And then all other things, keep your eye on God, the Creator of all things. I don't care what you, God has so many names you don't even understand, okay? Keep your eyes focused on God. Keep your eyes focused on developing your spiritual connection and development, and get yourself skills where you can help yourself to bring in multiple streams of income. Because remember, robotics and AI are going to replace 50% of manual jobs in the next 10 years. If you've seen AI Day with Tesla, you've seen that first rough draft of the Optimus Prime, you know, going up on stage. They had the second version right there that's still, you know, maybe a little bit not close to production. But this guy's hiring the geniuses of the world in these different categories, creating stuff that at least publicly, you know, what's behind the scenes that we don't see, but what's publicly seen, having some of the most supercomputer situations going on and AI training and AI going on, that Tesla alone is going to transform this planet with robotics and AI. So you've got to be on your game. You've got to get connected to the Creator. You've got to get on that path to your destiny. And if you're not doing it, what are you waiting for? Because as you go through this shaking, I promise you, you'll be coming back and you're going to want what other people that are on a Circle of Life, go to Rasaji.com, look at those testimonials. You're going to want some of that because you're going to be shaken to your core and you're going to fear that if you don't do it, where you're going to be. Okay. So back to you, Brother Rasaji. I know I get a little, you know, I get a little passionate once in a while because I know I love these brothers and sisters and I want to see them come to God and, you know, the Creator, and step into their power and do what they were brought here to do, to accomplish their destiny.
No problem, brother. You did a good job. And they can feel your heart and they know where your spirit's at. And, you know, we don't do this every week because, you know, somebody's paying us big money to do it or this and that. We do it because it is one of the most obvious and time management ways to give back and to share the blessings that He shared with us for many, many, many years now. So we want them to step into the power so they can help their family and their loved ones win. We really want you guys to win in a big way and to know what true freedom is. Just remember, true freedom always starts on the inside. I tell students every day that Tai Chi Gong circle of life, it's an inside game. You got to get the inside right. That's why the mirror meditation is such a big deal, because today most of the people are being taught that accountability is not important anymore and you don't need accountability. But boy, when you go and look in a mirror, even if it's a once or twice a week, and you set before yourself, like, you know, is what I'm doing, is it pleasing to the divine? Well, first of all, if you don't even care about that, well, that tells you a lot there. But if you care about that, that's one of the real reasons for consciousness, right? You consciously care about what you said to people today. You know, I in the morning, you know, I'm shaving and I'm reflecting on what I'm going to do for the day. And that always happens after morning prayer. And I'm thinking about it and I'm having conversations with people in 4 and 5D, usually during this time. At night, I'm brushing my teeth and I'm getting ready to lay down. And my mind was taught by the lamas, okay, go through the day, little lama, and think, what did you do that you could make it a little bit better for somebody else? And I guarantee you, a lot of times it's late, and so I don't want to wake up anybody. But that next day, I was taught by the lamas, I'm going to make good on what was not made good on. I'm going to clear up what needed to be cleared up. And I'm going to do the honor that you want me to do tomorrow. So I'm going to make sure that when I'm planning my day, that I'm going to take care of that. And why did you do that? See, everything's about the flow of energy. And you don't want any soreness or any energy blockage between you and anyone else. If you don't take care of that, then you're going to have that blockage. You know, as you know, Jimmy, we are refilming the Circle of Life now, and I've never been more excited to
beautiful
now the first three chapters. But you know, I have to tell you, I'm so excited when we get to the last two chapters, because the last two chapters, the ones on human relationships, and then of course the last chapter is on our relationship to nature, of which every human being should have a relationship to nature on a regular basis. And I'm very excited about those two chapters. There's a part of me that says, okay, I got to get these out of the way because I really want to get to those two chapters. And family has taught me enormous amount. I think one of the things that it has taught me, when I was very young, I was not patient at all. I had a little bit of ADT and I had dyslexia tendencies when I'm young. And then both things, the training for over 50 years has helped me with both of those things. And I'm very, very, very grateful for that. But today, I'm able to slow myself down and I'm able to meditate, which really means to listen. And when I can be still enough, the Holy Spirit will speak to me in a certain way and I'll do that very thing. And I was taught that if I don't get, I don't move. If I'm healing someone, And I'm sitting on the floor in front of someone's head, I taught the students is that you don't go anywhere but the top of their head until the Holy Spirit picks you up and tells you you need to move somewhere else around their body to send them energy. And you just don't move. And that builds so much confidence between you daily getting used to communicating with the Heavenly Father and His Spirit. And it builds a real strength. It builds a real faith, because what happens is, you know, this is the modus operandi of how it works. and your faith just becomes alive and full of fire. And you know, I mean, there is nothing that a human being cannot accomplish with God. If you have God in your life on a regular basis, there's nothing, not even scripture, can come up with the power and the trust that you build with him that you can do anything. And I can remember there was a time, a long time ago, I was a sickly little boy. I was 10, I was 11 and 12. And I laid in the hospital bed suffering. And I wondered, was I ever going to make it? And was I going to be able to do what God wanted me to do? From a very early age, it was a strong impression on me. You know, I don't want to let him down. And he's trying to spread his love, and he wants to include us humans to spread his love. And you know, it's very honorable when one day you wake up and realize that he's given you life and he's given you everything. Everything you have is because of him. But it's another honor, Jimmy, to grow up and then all of a sudden understand he's choosing us to expand his creation and to spread his love and to bring people back to him. That is an honor beyond honor. And that's a blessing. And when you have that in your life, you're unstoppable. And that's what a spiritual patriot is. They are unstoppable. Back to you, brother.
Now, I want to share this from Brother Scott here. So Brother Scott says, I've been practicing Tai Chi Gong for over a year now. Abundant blessings have been coming into my life. This year has been one of my busiest years of work for me after coming off one of my worst. I would ask brothers and sisters who've had other things happen in your life, being part of Circle of Life, whether good or bad, please comment on that. Let other brothers and sisters see that information. I am blown away by the testimonials that come in. They're very, I mean, some of them bring me to tears, and I'm a big, tough guy. It's hard to bring the Patriot to tears, you know what I mean? But when I see life trans, and that's why I will die for the Lama, all right? And I would die for most of you brothers and sisters if you're good people, because Jimmy's not the one that sits back, Patriot Jimmy, in the background doing nothing. I run into it, you know what I mean? I run into it, the battle. I'm not worried about it because I got God behind me and his angels, warring angels with me. You want to talk about ninjas? I got the best ninjas with me that there could be. But you need to make sure that you're putting more and more things on the good side of your book of life. As we've grown up and mature, we put enough on the bad side. Let's put as much as we can on the good side. And as you get older, things start happening for you. Well, let's say as you grow younger, because we always like to say grow younger, right? As you grow younger, things start to happen more efficiently for you, let's just say, because of the wisdom, because of the relationship you're building with the Creator, right? I see whoever's trying to slow down our video here, you know, these technical people slowing the Lama and the Patriot down, making us look slow motion. They can do what they want. But Abba got that one post out. It got a ton of hits so far this month So far this month, whether they like it or not, you know, it's all Abba doing it so far this month. And I'll just throw this up real quick, and then we're going to get it into any questions and into prayer and blessing for you all. But let me see here. Let me pull up my screen real quick. All right, let me just do this real quick. And then, can you see this, Brother Lama?
Not yet. Now I can see it. Now I can see it.
So far, this is what's happened this month. And believe me, they are fighting tooth and nail to hold off the distribution of everything we're doing, okay? They don't want it. You know what I mean? When you have, they say the average person that posts gets about 0.5% or 1%. They say 6% is amazing. Well, we get 80%, 50%, 30%, 10%, and they restrict our distribution. Okay. So you know they don't want this word out there. But even with all that suppression, look what ABBA does. Look what ABBA does. And I got to tell you what I'm feeling in my soul is that all of these social media giants are going to be getting put in their place. They're going to be getting put in their place.
Already happened, bro.
It's already happening. So, brother Lama, let's close this with a prayer and blessing for everybody, because I see they're trying to attack us with the technology and get me moving like a robot over here.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together in your light, in your love. Thank you for superseding everything and letting people know that you're the one that's in charge, not social media, not governments, not principality. And as Paul said in Romans, nothing can keep us from the love of God. And we are grateful that you have chosen the spiritual patriots that are with us today and that will hear this video to move forward and to honor freedom. Always respect freedom and always remember freedom is not free. And be passionate enough and honor your father and honor your mother in the way that is respectful and give them their due. We are grateful for the blessings that you pour out from now, healing all of our families and our friends, increasing our bank accounts, increasing longevity, increasing our health, making us whole perfectly as you designed us to be. You have given us the keys to heaven and the keys to the kingdom because we are with you as we were in the beginning, as the Spirit of truth. And that one truth is it cannot be changed. To you and your eternal Son, we give all thanks and all glory. Amen.
We love you, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. God bless.
God bless.